The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see you. Otherwise, you will have no recompense with your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet ahead of you, as hypocrites do in the synagogues and on street corners, to win praise from others. And I say to you, they have already received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your Father may see in secret, and the one who sees in secret, he will repay you. And when you pray, do not pray like hypocrites who love to stand and pray in synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. And I say to you, they have already received their reward. When you pray, go to your inner room, close your door, pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret, he will repay you. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. And I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees that which is hidden, he will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. I will keep my remarks somewhat brief because we have a larger gathering today and we have to share the ashes with you. And I know for some of you time is an issue. So let me pause for a few moments and look at. This Gospel reading comes from chapter 6 in Matthew. It's part of what we know as the Sermon on the Mount, Mount of Beatitudes in Galilee. And it goes on for chapter 5, 6, and 7. It's very long, and this is just part of it. It deals with fasting, praying, and almsgiving. And these were three, they're not commandments, rather interestingly. They're calls to a spiritual condition. And we'll all make sacrifices for Lent. But the call for Lent is to repent, to change. And the word for repent is metanoia in Greek. Nous in Greek means mind. Meta means above or beyond. Literally, it means change your mind. What is it now in your life about which you must change your mind? Some opinion you have, some judgment of another person, some resentment you have. What Lent calls for, reading this gospel here, is interior change. It's not praying so that people will see. It's not fasting so that you will appear to be fasting. It's not giving alms so that you will get credit for it. It's an interior change. It's some change inside of me, my attitude, my response, my understanding of people around me, the manner in which I interpret my relationships. Think about your home. How will you change the environment in your home, in your closest relationships? What is it that you have to let go? What is it that you have to forgive, you have to overlook? Who is it that you must embrace that feels left out? It's not only the Lenten call to each of us in our families. It's a Lenten call to the church. Who have we left out? Who have we dismissed? Who have we neglected? Who walks among us who is wounded? Pope Francis says, in the church, if you do not have wounded, struggling, questioning people around you, it doesn't mean they're not there. It means you don't see them. So it's a journey of seeing and a interior change. The 40 days is not magic. It's meant to reflect the 40 years of the people of Israel wandering in the desert before they come into the promised land. That's not precisely 40. It's meant to be a length of time. Next Sunday's gospel will have Jesus going into the desert to be tested 40 days. And so we get 40 days of Lent. We'll struggle, we'll change, and then we won't change. But the whole condition of Lent, the whole invitation of Lent, is to reflect on what is it interiorly now that I must change. I know I'll give up drinking or chocolate or whatever I'll give up. I should also fast from prejudice and fast from severe judgment and fast from selfishness. And there are many fastings I could do during Lent, but they must change me interiorly, not just my actions, but something inside of me. Therefore, as we begin this season of Lent, the call is, what is it inside? Not externally. The fasting and the praying are meant to be a public expression, a statement of some change I have made interiorly. Amen. And when we pray now, in a few moments, our prayers of petition, we must keep a special corner in our prayers for the people of the Ukraine. That may well be part of our Lenten journey. We might make a sacrifice. May not make a difference to the people in the Ukraine, but it will unite me with them. I might carry them in my prayer. I might do a good deed. I might bless somebody who is struggling in life. I might reach out to somebody as a tribute to the courage, resilience, the sacrifices of the people of the Ukraine. Now we'll bless the ashes and share the ashes with you, okay?